fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's begin.
I had a 25-year-old patient with liver failure go into DIC and the ICU. She was a frequent flyer who would get esophageal and rectal bands, go home on a bender, and come back for more bands, and repeat. We managed to control the bleeding that day. The next morning she was my patient again, and coded a few hours into the shift. Everyone ran into her room, and the ACTS protocol began. I was spiking bag after bag of blood products. As I spiked a bag of platelets, I looked straight ahead because I saw movement in the fifth floor windows in front of me. A solid black mass, darker than any earthly black color, like a void was floating there. It had no distinct shape, and the edges were wispy and undulating. I would estimate it was about 4 foot. No face, nothing. But when I looked right at it, I felt it knew I saw it. At a very fast speed, it zoomed down at a left angle and was out of sight. There were about 12 other people in the room, but nobody else saw it. She did die. I felt it was waiting to take her, and it was not a good feeling when I saw it.
Let's begin.
Let me start this off by letting you know that I was living close to a metropolitan area for a little over a year before moving back to my tiny hometown. Before that, I was at college, other places, and whatnot, and I didn't interact with anyone from my hometown besides family for many years. I even deactivated Facebook for a few years. Anyway, fast forward to fall of 2020. I moved into a house in a tiny town. One chilly fall night, I decided it was the perfect night to chill and get inebriated off of my many glasses of wine. I was relaxing on the couch with my girlfriend when suddenly we heard someone knock on the front door. It was around midnight, so she immediately told me not to answer the door. I immediately got up to pull up the blinds on the glass portion of the door to see a meek-looking girl, probably younger than 20, standing in our porch with a blanket and a bag. I was shook by this, because in a little town like this, there are literally no homeless people. And the town is so small, people usually have a support network when things go sour. I asked her what was going on, and she said she was homeless and needed a place to stay. My drunk self thought it was an amazing time to fulfill my need of helping the world by opening my front door to let her stay in the guest bedroom. My girlfriend immediately sat her down and was asking her questions, and her answers were pretty vague, thinking back. Eventually, she told us she knocked on every door down the street to find a place to stay, because she got into a fight with her mother, so she wasn't homeless. It's also odd to think a young girl would do that, considering the danger. Eventually, I found out that she went to the same private school that I went to from 1st to 6th grade, except the college extension of the same campus. We were kind of bonding on shit-talking the campus because it's this new-age bullshit school run by boomers. But then she mentioned that she had a no-contact order for sitting at the same table as someone at the school. My drunk self did not register. No contact meant restraining order. So, we're talking, and then she says that she recognizes me from Facebook.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
was alarmed, especially because I've never seen this girl before in my life, and we have an almost 10-year age gap. She told me it was because I posted a local rental on the Facebook home share. It was for my mom, who was a realtor without Facebook. Okay, that's reasonable. Small town. But then she tells me that she knows my mom. This is alarming because my mom and I have different last names, and she doesn't have social media or any way to connect us. Another thing my drunk self registered only the next morning. Fast forward to the morning, she says she's going to leave, and I ask her if she wants a ride home because it's cold out. As I drive down the street several miles, I realize she does live on the same street, but she also would have had to have passed at least 5 developments and many rows of houses to get to my house. Was I really the only one to answer the door? Or did she target my house? The next day, my girlfriend and I both discussed how odd that was and how many things didn't add up. Later in the day, we come back home from the store and we see the girl in front of our house again. I'm panicking because I'm horrible with confrontation, and my girlfriend said, "You let her into the house, you deal with it." She stays in the car, and I ask the girl what's going on, and she asks us again if she can stay with us. I panicked and asked my girlfriend to come out of the car. My girlfriend told her that she didn't know if she had a gun or who she was, and she could only stay with us if she opened up to us about everything and why she's not going home. We sat her down in the kitchen and nicely grilled her, only to get vague answers. To be honest, initially I was concerned it was an abuse situation, but it turns out it wasn't. At this point, she's in our house and we don't know how to get her out. By a stroke of luck, she says she's leaving to go to the dining hall and will come back later. We quickly tapped signs on both the front and back doors that read, "Landlord won't allow additional tenants," and continued to say, "Best to go back to your mom's." It's later in the evening and dark out at this point, and we hear banging on the front door. Then we hear banging on the side door, then the back door. Finally, it stops. We were upstairs, and we knew it was her, so we just waited it out an hour. I walked downstairs to check because we're starving and wanted to use the kitchen downstairs. I decided to take literally one finger and slide one blind shade up from another to peek through the kitchen glass doors. And she's standing there, facing me, in the fucking pitch black on my back deck, after an hour. I looked her dead in the eye, then turned around and went upstairs. Time passed, and eventually she left. When I opened the door, we noticed she took the handwritten notes. As the next day rolls by, everybody's mom and cousin is lecturing and laughing at me about opening the door to a stranger, which, to be honest, I would never do normally. But the whole thing wasn't sitting well with me, and I needed more information. I posted something on Facebook about it, and a boy I went to elementary with messaged me asking if it was, and quoted her name, because she had an obsession with him that led to a restraining order. He advised me that she's probably harmless and not to respond to her. She hasn't come back since, and I still have no clue why she truly showed up, or how she knew me. It cost me the purchase of a Ring security system, but it could have been worse.
Let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is more of an urban legend story than a true story, but they say there's truth in urban legends, don't they? Let me know what you think if this happened to you. I'm a psychiatrist by profession, and I'm often asked about my experience with patients, and when I tell people this experience, they always encourage me to share it with the web. And since this doesn't include a patient as such, I feel as if I can share it. I'm going to keep names, locations, and all personal information out of this. I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible, too. I don't think I've had a stranger encounter than this one. There was a family of 3. a couple in their 60s and their son, who was in his 30s, who'd moved into the neighborhood. They actually moved in next door. The son seemed to be a hikikomori. If you're unfamiliar with this term, it basically means socially withdrawn. It's an extreme avoidance of social contact. It seems to be more common in adolescent men. So the son was socially withdrawn and was seldom seen. The word got around the neighborhood and reached my ears that this was the case. I personally didn't even get a chance to meet him. I guess they moved to my area to try and get the son back in the groove, so to speak. I think it didn't work because no one ever saw him. He apparently didn't even leave his room anymore. I know this because I lived next door. I could hear the mom yelling at her son to get up and come out of his room. I used to see her around the neighborhood, and she looked as if she was getting more and more tired every time I saw her. About half a year after they moved in, I got a knock at my door. I went and answered it to see the father from next door, stood at the doorstep looking glum. He said, "Doctor, I want you to come to my house tomorrow night. I could really use your help." Although I had never done a private medical examination on a potential patient, I accepted. Not only would it improve my home life, his wife shouting at the son was irritating now and then. It would also help him and his family out. And despite the situation, I liked his wife and him. I agreed to come over the following night. So, after work, I stopped by my neighbor's house and prepared myself to speak with the son. The mother and father welcomed me at the door and invited me inside. They led me upstairs, and the mother said, "Here it is." We were in front of what I guessed was the son's bedroom. The mother started shouting at her son, "Open the door," and stuff like that. The father then just opened the door. The mother yells at the son again as we go into the room. "How long have you been sleeping? Get up and do something with your day." She throws back the covers, and the sight I saw nearly made me hit the deck. There was a faceless mannequin lying in the bed. It had no clothes on it. The father then turned to me and said, "It's my wife I want to talk to you about. She cannot accept the loss of our son."
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.